check.
Eerie Talk in the Morning, WJET.
Good morning, Eerie. Rock and roll birthday out there. Peter Wolf, that's his real name, folks. Peter Wolf, the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band.
Does she walk?
That's Peter right there. He's 67 today. Happy birthday to Peter. He's not with the Jay Giles Band anymore. I don't think they're together anymore. But their songs will live on forever, like this one, Centerfold. Also, happy birthday to the star of Breaking Bad and also Argo, the Academy Award-winning Argo, great actor Bryan Cranston. Jenna Fisher, whom you enjoy on the television. Oh, Bryan Cranston's 57. Jenna Fisher, who you enjoy on The Office, is 39 today. Rachel Wise, who won the Oscar. Is that how it's pronounced? Wise? Wise? Dr. Snow, do you know how it's pronounced? Okay. She's married to James Bond. She's married to Daniel, what's his name? But anyway, she's 49 today. I think that wraps up all the celebrity birthdays there. Look who's here with us, Dr. Tony Snow from Community Health Net.
Well, happy
welcome back. You haven't been here for a while.
Mary, I had to get reoriented. I had to take a tour to get here.
And ironically, this is his one and only appearance this month, it appears.
I
You're a busy
know.
Man. You're in demand.
Well, I don't know, Barry. Maybe I'm just keeping away. I love it here, though. You know what, Barry? Today, I thought I'd just remind our audience. We talked about colon cancer at one point or time, and we all know that it's highly important. Of the cancers for guys, it's number two behind prostate, and for women behind breast cancer and uterine cancers, colon rectal cancers. Well, we know the importance of getting colonoscopies at age 50 and beyond, and even before, depending on our family history and risk factors. But we all know a lot of folks don't want to get a colonoscopy.
I've had three of them, folks, and they're
I've
not
had
fun.
Two, Barry. I'm the same way. And
you
I've
know, the colonoscopy itself is not bad.
It really
is. It's the prep that just
that's what's
inconvenient. Is agonizing.
That's what's inconvenient.
And the prep, folks, Barry, means cleaning out your system, and you know what that entails.
A whole lot of drinking things that make us go to the bathroom, and we go every 30 minutes, and this kind of thing. Well,
30 minutes? I was going like every 5 minutes.
Barry, you have a good active system that's working well. But you know, there are tests, and we call it fecal occult blood tests, which are recommended by the American Cancer Society, that we do it on a yearly basis. And I'm happy to tell our listeners it is easy. They are not expensive, under $12 or $10, somewhere around $8. I just got a kit. It's just a kit of tissue. And on these tissue are substances that react to blood. Now, this is to find microscopic bleeding, not the kind of bleeding we can see. If we see blood, we see red, we do not need to do a test like this to find it because it's there. This is for those once a year in between, we're feeling great, never better, just as a screen to make sure we do not have any microscopic bleeding going on in our GI tract. That is not just for colon cancer, which is rare. Most of the things that cause bleeding are not cancer. They can be anything from gastritis, hemorrhoids, polyps, ulcers. Anything can cause microscopic bleeding. The importance is it will help us find it so we can get it further evaluated, and we're not waiting 5-7 years to have a colonoscopy and discovering that we might have a cancer. Most colon cancers do not have symptoms. The way we find them is when they get big enough to bleed enough to see, they cause an obstruction, or we're getting a great deal of pain. And when that has happened, the cancer has been there for years.
Yeah, it's too late.
And it's well ahead of us. Barry, you're quite right.
So how's this test work?
That test is beautiful. You have the slips. You just make sure you flush your toilet. You're not using any of these disinfectants or anything that turn the water blue or do anything to chemicals in a toilet. Flush it several times so it's just water. You put one of the tissues in the water to make sure the water doesn't make it react for any reason. It doesn't react, great. You tend the next 3 bowel movements. After the bowel movement and everything is normal, you do the normal cleansing that you normally do, but do not flush the toilet. Just drop one of the tissues into the water. You wait at least 2 minutes to look at it to see if it reacts. If it reacts, it turns blue. If it does, you have a log card. You mark the date, the time, and it was blue. You do that 2 more times. Same thing. You say if it's positive, blue, or not. You have your log sheet. And then at the very end, you do the same thing, only this time not after a bowel movement. You just put the tissue in the water. They have a component you put in the water that is positive. You put the tissue in the water and make sure it reacts to make sure that your tissues are working properly for a positive control, to make sure it's working. Now you have a log of three different bowel movements. They were either positive or negative, and you can see your healthcare provider should any of those be positive. Cost about $8 to $10. You have the security of knowing there's no microscopic bleeding, or if there is microscopic bleeding, you now can alert your healthcare provider and get it evaluated. Cancer of the colon rectal area is entirely curable when found early.
This is wonderful news. Again, and for those of you that are eating breakfast right now, we apologize. But so you don't have to do anything special in terms of cleansing yourself.
That's
You're just
correct.
Your normal cycle.
Normal cycle,
just
normal
three
activity.
Times, test it.
Three tests. Do not, if you're a rare meat person, that can make it positive. Rare beef, that can be positive. You don't do it if you're constipated because you may be straining and break a blood vessel. And you don't do it if you know you have bleeding hemorrhoids because it's going to be positive.
So if you are a rare meat eater, maybe skip it
do
for
not do it. Take
a few
a
days.
Week out. Yes.
A week out?
That's exactly right.
A week?
Well, a week is better to be safe.
Okay.
Don't do that. And otherwise, you're good to go.
All right.
And it can be life-saving.
And these tests are available over-the-counter from...
Everywhere. They are over-the-counter.
Any drugstore?
Yes, any pharmacy. If they do not have it, Barry, as you can do as I did, I mentioned it to the pharmacist. He had it in the next day, and I just picked it up.
Is there a brand name or anything? Anybody
the one it? That I use, there are several. They're fecal occult blood testing, but one called EZ, the two letters, EZ test, is really good, and that's the one I'm using, EZ test.
All right. Well, for those of you that want to try and make sure your health is good, but you're leery of the old colonoscopy, this
that's
could be
right.
the first step to take. If the test is positive, then you do.
See your healthcare provider. It has to be evaluated. Bleeding is never considered normal. You should always have it checked.
All right. For those people that aren't familiar with Community Health Net, give them a quick tour.
Yes, indeed. We're a federally qualified healthcare facility located at our main hub at 1202 State Street. We're a primary care, medical, and dental provider. So if you need care, we will see you regardless of your payer. Everyone is welcomed. Please call us at 455-7222.
All right. Well, have a happy St. Patrick's Day and
oh,
a happy Easter,
you.
And we'll
thank
see you in
Barry.
April.
Yes, I'll be here.
All
thank
right. Very
you.
Good. Dr. Tony Stowe from Community Health Net. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, yet another person going to join us, Daniel Meyer, the conductor of the Erie Philharmonic Orchestra, is going to be in to tell us about a big event this weekend and also some good stuff the Philharmonic is doing to help the needy in our community. It's 8:45, 15 in front of 9. I'm Barry Dane Steinhagen, and this is Jet Radio 1400.
Between the snooze button and the shower, or crunch.